And then Vatimna, we give her 8 times to go to the mikvah, Liziva, by day, for her Zava. Like maybe she saw 3 times in a row and she came a Zava. So make her go to the mikvah right now, and the next 7 days also she goes to the mikvah. What's going to be, Rashi says, Vatimna Liziva, Bishabas Gufa, Asoi Matmil, soon she comes and makes her go to the mikvah. Shema, maybe Shlesh Yom Rosa, Bimoy Zoiv, Vahayoyim, and today is the end of the Zionikim. Because maybe the day that she came to us was the third day that she saw. So kids, for the next 8 days, she has to go to the mikvah. So that's why you have 15 tefillos. What's going to be Asoy Kamamba the Lusla? She came in front of us at night time. Then the din is Yavin in law Timnu Lunida. We give her 8 tefillos for a nida. If she came to us by night time, so right away this first time we tell her to go to the mikvah, maybe it's the end. And maybe not, so she has the next 7 nights to go to the mikvah. V'shev l'ziva, the next 7 days, she goes to the mikvah, stirs her zava. Samara says, Ziva, why? Tim the boy should be 8 days also. Like maybe the night she came, she saw tonight still. So tomorrow she can't go to the mikvah. First starts later. So it should be 8 days also. Samara says, true. Elu really, idi v'idi, shev l'nidi v'tim l'ziva. In both cases, we only make her go 7 times for nidi and 8 times for the ziva. And by night, she comes in front of us by night time, then it's the opposite. Then it's Timnul, the boy, why? If she comes to us by night, even this first night also she should go to the mikvah. So really it's 8 times by night to go to the mikvah. So more so like this. Ziva de psikalei alfilcha zavom deloishin, or there's no difference to Yoskamon Bimo, she comes in front of us the first time by day. Loishnok Yosakamon Balela. It's included. Like the Ziva, she always has to go for sure 8 times. So therefore, we always say 8 for Zava. Mashenke Nida, Asilchus Nida, by night time, the Leif Sigla, it's not for sure. Because the Chios, they come on, but Elusa, she comes in front of us by night time, true, then she has to go, boy, 8 times tonight. And it's a subject, maybe she's first saw tonight, so she has the next 7 nights to go. But the Yamama, but she comes in front of us by daytime, like your boy Timna. If the Isha first comes by day, so then she only has to go the next 7 nights. So therefore, since there's a time of a Nida only 7 times to go, like a Choshevlei, we don't count more than 7 times. So that's why it's called 15. It's always at least 7 for the Nida, and always 8 for the Izava. Now, the Yisagadaitach tell me a thing. The Yisagadaitach. That Spurim Lefaneinu Binon, that the law of Zayinikim is, you have to have Vedikas every day. We have to see the Vedikas. It is so Kolhani Tfilas Lomali. Why do we make her go every day this week? Because maybe she finished the Zayinikim, but she didn't count Zayinikim though. The Chura Tispas, I wish to tell her first that here make 7 Vedikas every day this week. And what the Tispas, then she first go to the mikvah. How can we tell every day this week to go to the mikvah? And the law, isn't it a proof to say, Shemamina, that Rabbanan he, the Amri, it's Rabbanan Ataka say, Loibin Srum Lefaneinu, that Rabbanan Agon Rebbe Kiva, that for Zion Nikim, do not have to have Srum Lefaneinu. It's enough justice, she makes a B'dik on the seventh day, that's enough. So that's a riot, Rabbanan Agon Rebbe Kiva. Nothing more says back, no. Omele Ravacha Bered Rav Yisla Ravashi, Lav Terutze Kematatzin Law. Aren't you coming to answer this bryce anyway by saying this case is here that she came ben Ashmosh, she came at night time, by daytime? Is Tiras answer and say like this, Vyamus like this. Better she said she doesn't know she saw. And we're answering that means to say she doesn't know how long she saw. So once you answer like this and say, Ema Hochi, that she said like this, Sifarati, Vien Yadas Kama Sifarati. This lady mamash forgets a lot, and she tells the rabbi like this, listen, I counted some days, but I'm not sure how many days I counted. And I'm not sure in B'yemei Nida if I saw when I was a Nida, Sefarati I counted, V'im B'yemei Ziva Sefarati. That's what she says. She says she doesn't remember anything. She knows she saw a few days, and she's not sure since then whether she made a sphere or not. So she has a doubt, maybe it's true, that she got finished seeing like 7 days ago, and the last 7 days maybe she didn't make a bedika. So because of this suffix, Matvil Meister Tesva Tvilis. Is that this Safarti, when you does come a Safarti, Chad Yemen Miu, Yevchid Le Safra, the Chura one day for sure she counted. So Chura Chosrullah Tvilis, she's missing the Tvil of the first day, because in the Sada says she counted, then the last day she does not go to the mikveh then. You can't say she saw today. Like we're told to go to the mikveh 8 times for Zavon, because maybe she saw today. But if you're telling us that she made a bedika today, so then she doesn't have to go to the mikveh the 8th day, it's only 7 days. Whereas it's rather like this, Elaim, she meant to say this, Eini Yodah, she does not remember in Safarti or Safarti. That's all part of a Sofik. She knows she saw 3 days in a row. She doesn't know when that happened, whether she's an Eidah then or a Zavah then, and she also does not know whether she made a Svir or not. It could be she taka counted Zayin Akim with Bedikas ready, and it could be she didn't do it. It could be she mamis saw today when she came. So such a lady that forgets everything, that's what we're talking about over here. So such a lady comes, then the Rav tells you, no, it's taka true, there's a Sofik maybe taka that you saw. There's a Sofik taka maybe that you made Zayin Akim with Bedikas. So therefore we're told to be table every day right now. So it could be, so it's not a kasha under the kiva, could even go across your kiva. You hold on 1 second, yes? Yeah, okay. Savarti, yeah. So therefore it could be there's no raya that the Rabbanon argue on your kiva. But I call upon a mashma, that's a look that the Rabbanon do argue on your kiva. And we talk called, you do not have to have swurim lefaneinu. So enough of you make the badik either on the first day or else on the seventh day. It's bidyedit. The other Mishnah says, Hazav v'hazova v'hanida v'yoledes v'hametzora shemesu. Let's say they died. So locher is mitamim b'masa. There's tumas masa upon them. So who Rashi said the Moras Akash, who every mace has tumas masa. What's the chiddush over here? Every mace is tumas masa. Whoever carries the mace is tumay. So we'll see the Gemara answers what the chiddush here is. But all these people, when they died, there's tumas masa. Achima kabosa, until the bosa starts to disintegrate right away. And then it's Russia's the Mahashtev in Mace Vaday. Then it's considered a Vaday Mace. Shima kabosa means the bosa starts to right away. But before the bosa rots away, then these people still have a tumas masa. We'll see what it means. Oivet kichovim magoishim mace tormilatame. There's no din tumma. Ogoim. Ogoim mace, there's no tumas mace. Even though when he's alive, the Rabbanan gave a din zav, but only when he's alive. When he's a mace, there's no tumah. Beshama yermim kolan noshim maces nidus. All ladies, when they die, they have a din like they're a nido. And we'll soon see what that means, that we have to be tovel the kalim, the clothing they wore right before they died. Or they still learn to know a nido la shemesa nido. That din is only if a lady, right before she was a mace, she was a nido, then we say she has tumas nido. And then there's a locha that you take off her clothing right before she died, so still you have to be tied with those kelim, her dress, to make it Torah. But if an Isha was not a Nida before she died, there's no din to give her din of a Nida, and therefore she's Torah. And the clothing could remain Torah, they took it off before she was mace. So we'll see in the Gemara what the machlokes is. Now the Gemara says, my b'masa, what do you mean to say these people are Zava, Zava, Nidia, Lettuce, when they died as Tumas Masa? Even if you want to tell me b'masa mamish, somebody carries them, auto kol mace milam tam b'masa. What's the chiddush of these people? Anybody that dies, any mace, there's a tum. If you touch the mace, you become tamei. Or if you just carry him without touching him, you become tamei. So what's the chiddush of a tumas masa? Whereas ella rather my b'masa. What does it mean to say tumas masa? Which means be'ever mesama. There's a special chiddush over here that let's say there's a big stone, and this zav is on top of the stone. So a keli that's underneath the stone really is not holding up the zav, because the stone is. So if there's some be a regular mace on top of the stone, so what's underneath the stone is Torah. There's a special chiddush called the tumas ever mesamam by a zav is zav and idioletis. So that's a chiddush that even though they're mace, still they have the special tumas to metama, the things underneath this heavy stone. Now if you see, there's a pasuk that says, for yisis even chodom, v'sumas apum goiva. They put it on top of the like a heavy stone, they put it on top. So it is the din mokor to make this new type of a tumah. The Rashi says, Loshin mesama come forward. Steinu evan tved, it means a heavy stone. Hos le linach. So chiddush is even those the kalim a hat or a chair, whatever it is, underneath the stone. That chair underneath is not called holding up the mace, because it's too heavy. It's called the stone is holding it up. So if it's not being mace, the chair will be tor. But as these people, Zav Zava, they have a tumas, Eva Misama. The other Gemara says, that tumas is only when they're alive. When they're mace, they don't have a din, Zav Zava. So why does the Mishnah say, even after they die, they have the tumas? My timer. Rav says, it's exeritik alachom. Said, Shemi Yisalef. We're afraid maybe Zav will just faint. And people think that he's dead, and they won't think there'll be any tumas to Eva Misama. So therefore, they had to make exeri, even though he's dead, still he has a tumas Eva Misama. Until the boss starts to run away, then everybody knows it's not the psat, they just fainted, but then everybody knows he's really dead, and then there's no more tuma ever mesama. Tony will learn Mishum Reb Lezer. Omru, he said, Ad sheyifka krisa. How long do we have to wait to say this Zav when his mate has this tuma ever mesama? Until the stomach opens up. But once the stomach opens up, then everybody knows he's a vade mace, and then there's no gzera. So then he's only a din of a mace. So then if after the stomach opens up, now they put this mace on top of a stone, a heavy stone, so we say the kelim underneath the stone remain to her. Then the Mishnah says, Ovi kechov mishemes. Tani we learned, Omer Rebbe, Bivnei Ma Omer, why was it said that Ovi kechov mishemes tor, militame b'masa, why? The Chura, when he's alive, Rabbanu gave him a din tumas zav. So when he's dead, he should also have a tumah like a zav. So Mor says, no. When a guy is alive, midiraisi is Torah, he has no tumah. It's elim midivrei soifrim. And therefore, the Rabbanim only made the gzeira, tumah, so the Jew should stay away from him. That's only tumah when he's alive. When he's dead, there's no more tumah. Turn around, look like this. Shnei mosa dvorim, 12 things, sholu anshe alexandrius krab Yeshua, ben chinino, or ben chanani, some say. 13 questions the answer Alexandria asked of Yeshua ben Chananya. Gimel Divrei Chochma, 3 things of Chochma. Gimel Divrei Hagada. Gimel Divrei Bura, Stam Talk. And Gimel Divrei Derech Eretz about Derech Eretz. So let's see, what were these 12 questions? Gimel Divrei Chochma. They said like this, Azav Yazav Yanid of Yoledis, Vamitzor Shemesu. When they die, Ad Mosfe Metam B'masa. Until how long till they have this Tumas Masa of Eva Mesama? Or when they ask the question of the Mishnah. Omelette, he answered that to the Machima Kabosa. Until everybody knows that Vade Neis, their boss is off the right away. Another question they asked was, Bas Mushulachas, a daughter that was born from parents that first the husband gave his wife a get, and she remarried to somebody else, and then that second husband died, and then the first husband married her back again. So the first husband is over a lot, Machsig Rishosai. Once your wife lives with somebody else, you can't remarry her. But he went and remarried her anyway, and they had a daughter. So Locher is my lekayin. Is this daughter allowed to get married to a kayin? Me, I'm going to do. I say once was kavu chayma. Or ma amon lekayin godol. Madach a kayin godol gets married to an amona. Sheini surah shomakol. She's not also to the whole world, only to a kayin godol. Still, if they have a kid, b'no pogam. This kid is pogam. A kayin can't marry it. Here, so zushi surah shomakol. Here, where the husband remarried his wife after she got married to somebody else. Which is also for everybody to do that. Is David then isn't a swar to say she b'no pogum? Isn't a swar for sure to say that the b'no should be pogum to say that Kohen cannot marry the kid? Swar says no. I do maybe no. Mal yamon l'kohen godu she atzva mechalelus. If a kohen godu marries the yamon, that's a psul kuna, and then the locher is even she the yamon becomes a mechalelus. That even if the kohen godu dies, she cannot get married to a kohen. Mashaykin here. When the husband remarries back his wife, she's not a kohen, he's not a kohen. So therefore, she doesn't become a chalelis. So maybe the kid is also not a cholo. So he answered back, and then they said back to him, true, the passage is here by Masnid Rishosa, it says,